The most significant changes in Louisiana that are starting January 1, 2026. Number one, biggest of all, is the nature of real estate, as everyone is aware, is it's brick and mortar, right? So you can't just cash out one day. You have to actually have sell the property. Someone's got to give you cash for the property. So that's what the auction does. Now, it is a maximum of 7 years total from the date you buy the tax lien until you have 7 years to timely do something about that, or else it becomes null and void. It has no option. I think you just need to be prepared to understand the law, know how it affects your bottom line, and know what you can be doing to mitigate those changes so that you can maximize your return.
Quick note before we continue, nothing we discuss in this podcast should be considered legal, financial, or investment advice. Tax lien laws vary significantly by state, and every property situation and investor is unique. Always consult with qualified legal and financial professionals in your jurisdiction before making any investment decisions. Now, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the Jersey Podcast, where technology and expertise unlock tax sale investing for everyone. Let's get started again. So last episode, we introduced ourselves. My name is Stephen Morrell. I'm the founder and CEO of Jersey, and with me is George Jackson, my co-founder. George, welcome
back. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for listening today. Prior to hitting the record button on this, Stephen was explaining. This is as evidenced by what we said last time. It's a 10-episode series, but Stephen was explaining to me a little. Just a summary of the changes in the tax law. Last episode was
for Louisiana,
specifically Louisiana, and this is a 10-episode series on Louisiana. So, Stephen, can you walk the listeners through what you were summarizing for me immediately prior to hitting the record button on this, as far as the new law is concerned? Kind of compare and contrast the old law to the new law. Nothing crazy. Few minutes.
Yeah, I mean the most significant changes. In Louisiana that are starting January 1, 2026. Number one, biggest of all, is the biddable component at the tax lien auction. What does that mean? That means what everybody that's competing to win a tax lien, to be the purchaser, has to compete with others, right? And so what are they using? Now, different states use different things. Louisiana, in the past, has used bidding down the percentage of ownership in the collateral property. So think about this like a mortgage, right? The bank has a mortgage on the property. And if you don't pay, everybody understands they can foreclose and sell the property to get their money back, right? Tax lien investments the same way. But in this context, Louisiana said, okay, bidder A versus bidder B, you start the bidding at 100% of the ownership of the collateral.
Right.
And now only in the event that you need to foreclose, right? And most liens don't foreclose. But in the event you needed to, you would have 100% if you started the bidding there. The next bidder to compete, to win, to beat the first guy out, would have to say, I'll take 99%.
Right.
Or I'll take all the way down to one, and that one would be the end of the auction, the owner wins, or wherever the bidding stops. That would be the maximum amount of ownership that you could foreclose on in the event you needed to foreclose at all. And that was Louisiana's system for competing between multiple bidders at the auction.
And what is it now?
Now it's bidding down the interest rate that you can earn on what you pay at the tax lien sale.
Okay.
Starting at 1%, which is what that's the simple monthly interest rate of 1%. And that's what it was before. But now if you and I are competing at the sale and I opening the bidding at 1% on this particular tax lien and you want to compete with me and get it, you'd have to say 0.9. As 1/10 increments bidding down, as low as 0.7, you can't go any lower.
In the auction bidding element of the new system constitutes episode 2 of this 10-episode.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
So that's a great 30,000-foot view of the bidding process, which we'll go into more detail, in this episode.
Right.
But as far as like summarizing the key points of the new law, is it other than the bidding and the interest rates, what other changes?
Yeah, in no particular order, the other changes that are significant to investors, one of them is that in the past, you couldn't, and when I say past, I'm talking about before 2026, right? In Louisiana, you could not recover your research and due diligence costs after buying the tax lien You had the option of sending out letters to the interested parties, to the property, giving them legal notice about the end of the redemption period and their rights, et cetera. Doing so was a really, really smart thing to do, but it wasn't mandatory and there was no way to recover your cost for doing that. Now in the new system, two big changes. Number one is you're required to send it at you being the investor in the redemption period, which is 3 years in Louisiana. And again, we'll cover that later. But in a certain period of time, the investor has to send it. So that mandate is a new thing. But you can recover your costs now up to $500, which was not recoverable before. And there's a process for doing that, which you want to definitely pay attention to later in this series and how Juristy can help you with that process. But that is a big, big change. Investors were always leery about sinking costs into something that they may never get back, even if there was some good that could come from it.
And there's a whole nother podcast episode on cost.
Of course.
Okay. Just making sure. You might want to tune into that if you're interested in that type of thing.
You should.
Okay. So you briefly talked about the interest rate bidding. You talked about notifications, which I'm pretty sure everyone kind of knows that this is a notification/service heavy investment class, because you're attempting to take
part of the cumbersome nature of the participating in the investment that we're trying to help people get away from.
Exactly. Stay tuned for more on that. But tell me about the debt. Like, you didn't used to be a deadline, but is there a deadline now?
Yeah. So okay. a couple really, really significant deadlines that are brand new. Number one is the tax lien in Louisiana used to have no statute of limitations as common law expresses it. And so there's a 3-year redemption period where the person can pay it back. But after that, it could last forever. There was no time period where you had to take another step to foreclose on your lien. Now it is a maximum of 7 years total from the date you buy the tax lien until you have 7 years to timely do something about that, or else it becomes null and void. It has no options.
It becomes null and void at the end of 7 years,
that's
regardless
correct.
Of whether you've
that's right.
started yep. any kind of litigation yep. process. Okay.
That's... Yeah. And the other significant timeline change is what starts the end of the redemption period. It used to be, on the old law, a hard and fast 3 years from the date that the certificate, which is what you get when you buy a tax lien, the government issues you a certificate showing that you bought it.
Right.
And then that gets recorded in the public records. The date that gets recorded, the time starts ticking for the redemption period. And that's 3 years, like hard and fast.
Okay.
And you can't begin to start any process of foreclosing, which used to be called quiet title, until that 3 years has passed and you've taken some other steps. But most importantly, from a time standpoint, you have to wait for that 3 years to pass. Now, the new law, the 3 years does not automatically end unless it doesn't automatically end, period. The ending of it's conditional upon sending out the required redemption period notifications, which has to be done between 6 months before the end of the redemption period and the 3 years. And so you have to wait 6 months, et cetera, et cetera. But my point is that if people who are relying on the old system for the redemption period just automatically end at a certain point are going to be lost in the shuffle, because it's not going to happen unless you take that extra step. It's not going to end. And in fact, what will end is the 7-year statute of limitations before you even get to that point.
So there are changes to the new law, or there's changes to the old law, obviously. But the complexity might still be there, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. And again, this could really trip up somebody who's already been investing or already studied the
Louisiana law.
That's correct. Yes, yes.
Potentially Louisiana attorneys who may not, necessarily.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so other than, the bidding down and, the interest rate changes, notifications, cost recovery, and then that, hard and fast 7-year statute or 7-year deadline.
Yeah.
Are there any other, high level changes that you want to discuss before we kind of roll into the specifics on the bidding of the percentages and the interest rates and all that stuff?
There's one other big one that I think we need to address right now. And the rest of it, we can get into details in the future episodes. But the biggest one is, I sent out my notices, the redemption period ended, and they still didn't pay the lien back. So now I need to foreclose, right?
Okay.
I've got it now. It used to be called a quiet title. Now it's called a foreclosure. But what does that mean? Substantively? And it means that you're going to have to file a suit, just like a mortgage company would do, to foreclose on a mortgage and push, go through a judicial process, but put the property up for auction. There's no longer what used to be the quiet title process, which would be whoever bought the tax lien, the redemption period ends, you would have just you and your tax lien to go present to the court and say, you did all the right things, all the right time has passed, and now you shall be anointed the owner, whatever percentage you bought, without an auction or any other process. Now that's not the case. You can't do that anymore. You can't just convert it to ownership. You have to foreclose on the property, which creates a public auction, or you can do a private sale. But the point is that you have to liquidate the sale in another event where you're going to get paid back out of the proceeds. Again, the analogy it makes perfect sense to a mortgage company in a foreclosure. And anything, any surplus, like we talked about in the last episode, that comes in from a higher sale price over what you're owed would become surplus equity that you're not entitled to. You're not entitled to keep that. Whereas in the past law, you would have been if you had 100% ownership certificate. You would have just walked away with the property and whatever equity was in there. And now that has to go to the register of the court and back to the old homeowner.
So would that mean that whoever is investing in this particular class of investments, does that mean that cost recovery or just basically cost consciousness and just potentially doing this at a lower cost? I mean, what's one of the biggest barriers to this whole investment class is what?
Well, it's illiquidity. So the nature of real estate, as everyone is aware, is it's brick and mortar, right? So you can't just cash out one day. You have to actually sell the property. Someone's got to give you cash for the property. So that's what the auction does. And that's what makes it so uniquely different from all the other potential assets like gold and silver and stocks and bonds and all these other things. It's like, and this is what keeps people away. But obviously what we're working towards is simplifying that and creating, accelerated liquidity and faster liquidity so that it becomes less of a deterrent to the investment itself. But that for future episodes, but where this is really impactful here is knowing what you need to do to get your money back in a Louisiana tax lien that doesn't redeem. Requires a judicial process to foreclose like a mortgage, not a quiet title, which just purely converted it to your ownership.
So then the auction process becomes the driving force. And so,
yes,
not ironically, our second episode is about the auction and the bidding of percentages and all this.
And one last key point on all of this stuff is that these changes a lot, if you don't really understand the changes and how to mitigate those relative to costs and time, you could really get hurt in your investment. You could see a dramatic drop in your return of your investment if you're not doing other things to then mitigate that. Right. What I mean by that is operational efficiency, outsourcing, and by exploring all the ways to recover costs that the law currently allows, right? The mandatory notices recovering there. It also allows for recovery of attorney's fees, which was not permissible under prior law if you had 100% certificate. You just had to pay your attorney, and that was just part of your sunk costs. Now it's part of the recovery. And if you don't know how to proceed with that, it's not the same in every parish and every city, you could miss out on that and all of a sudden see a much lower return than you could have otherwise had.
Cool. Well, and so, which brings me to my next question, which is the auction. This is where you're determining what that actual price is,
right?
The people are bidding on it and all that stuff. So I've seen the old auction, and so why don't you paint me a picture? What is the new auction going to look like for the listeners?
Yeah, well, first off, most auctions are online now, and the ones who are still offline are going to be the smaller jurisdictions. Some cities in Louisiana will have a separate tax and tax sale than the parish in which they're located, which is another confusion point in Louisiana. But a lot of those are going to be offline.
Yeah.
Like that means you literally have to show up on the day of the auction. That's on a published date. In Louisiana, they don't all happen on the same day across the state. There are states like that, like Missouri, which has all tax sales in the whole state on the exact same day. It's not designed for scalability of operations for investors. It's designed for locals to participate. But in Louisiana, it's on whatever day that parish or city decides to have. There are some minimum maximums in the state law, but most of the large municipalities and parishes are online. There's a handful of vendors that do those, so you just got to check them out. That means studying that vendor, that auction system, the online bidding process. Like, how do you register ahead of time? There are going to be some forms you got to fill out. There's going to be something that gets, you can do research ahead of time. Most of them allow you to create a wish list or a watch list or a favorites list. And you're, keep in mind, there's a lot of competition for these tax liens. There's a reason why, I mean, it is legitimately one of the most desirable investments on the face of the planet, but for its complexity. And
why is it? Why?
Well, think about it. You have year over year, it returns that beat the stock market. You have 13 to 18% returns on your money. Now, granted, this is historical. So this involves, yes, it does involve some of the old school surplus equity. But again, what we're talking about is how to mitigate those with you know, advanced efficiencies and outsourcing, et cetera, to offset that. So we're still going using historical numbers and data until we see that has changed. But it's still a very, very high return rate.
Absolutely.
That would be higher than you'd get almost virtually anywhere else without a lot of risk. Now, what do I mean by not a lot of risk? Well, what other investments are you making that kind of return with where that is secured by collateral, by real estate, you know, which is unheard of. It's why mortgages are such a safe bet. But your outlay, how much money are you putting out to get it, is like a tenth or even more, or even smaller than what a mortgage company has to put out to get into a mortgage investment, right? So the financial commitment is so low relative to the security and that you're going to get in having a collateral. And lastly, it's prioritized by state and federal and local laws. It's given super lien status, meaning that even if something came before you or after you in the public records, like another mortgage or another lien, you're going to be in first place. You're going to be the first one to receive the dollars from an auction. You're in first place. It's that important. It's like that combination of reward, high reward, low risk, predictability. It just doesn't exist anywhere else.
So the low acquisition cost of the tax certificate, you know, relative to the right. normal requirements.
Right. Right.
Does that, I know this is kind of a loaded question, but do some investors find themselves enthusiastic about this asset class, and then they go and they buy a bunch of stuff, and then it's like, okay, what do I do now? Do you encounter that a fair amount?
It's the reason why we started Juristy. The what do we do now question.
Okay.
So there's lots of courses out there. There's lots of, you know, late night infomercials and gurus have written books and who are, and I'm not saying putting them down or saying that they're what they're saying is not correct. What I'm saying is that they have a mission to provide you with information of how to get started, mm-hmm. how to get into it, how to understand where to go. But that's not why you're getting into it. You're getting into it to make money. Mm-hmm. You're getting into it to be successful. You're getting into it so that you're at the end of the day, you have more money than you started with. And that's not what they're selling. They're selling here's the book to get you started. And now good luck to you.
Exactly.
Juristeed we created is to partner with you all the way through to profit. So providing the resources that you need, not only to know what to do, but to be successful.
Speaking of that success, coming back to the second episode, which is the percentages.
Right.
So how is there a way, like, so if John Q investor said, hey man, I want to start investing in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I don't know squat about these percentages. Help me understand the percentages. What does this mean? Is that a percentage ownership, like return? Like, what is all that?
Well, remember the percentage ownership is now going away.
So okay.
Those are what we're going to call the legacy system. Now what's important to understand about the law change, which is really this not just unique to Louisiana. Most laws are not retroactive. What does that mean? It means that they changed, but it's not changing things that were already in existence from before the law changed. So tax sales that were from 2025, the year that we're just ending right now.
Old system.
Absolutely. It's going to, the old laws will have to still apply.
Okay.
So, but they're not selling anymore under the old system, right? So those are in circulation though. They have to run their course and the old law will still have to apply. So you have to kind of keep track now of two systems, especially if you're going to play in the secondary market teaser for episode 9. Or would need to get out of your tax lien position. You want to sell it to somebody else, which is a fully sellable, transferable, assignable asset. So just because you got it doesn't mean you can't create liquidity by assigning it to somebody else who wants to pick it up from there. And it's exactly what the county did to you. They had the debt. They had the tax debt. They weren't paid. So they sold it to you, right?
Exactly.
So you could do it to somebody else, create liquidity. They can take it and run with it from there. Huh. But remember, so ownership percentage is relevant looking past in the past law, pre-2026. And that just means that's how much you can take in a foreclosure. It actually means what you think it means in the worst confusing, convoluted context. If, for example, you and your siblings inherit property from your parents, it's only one property, but you all have a piece of it, right? How does that work? But then you all can't agree what to do with it. So you got to go through a judicial partition or, right. or a foreclosure, and or, you know, partition more so, and then liquidate the property, and you just get your percentage of ownership in it. Usually, you know, usually it's split evenly. But in the same context, if you have a percentage ownership interest in an old Louisiana tax sale, that's as much as you can take out of the equity when it goes to sale, if it ever needs to go to sale. And just from, and remember, it's still a low, low percentage that ever go to that at that point. But if that happens, that's as much as you can as you can get out of it. So most institutional investors in the past would just purely hoping for the redemption. That's the interest rate of return is really high. The rate that doesn't redeem is very low. It's a calculated risk, right? So you might write off a bunch of these that don't redeem if you have a low, low, low percentage of ownership that you bid at the sale. But moving forward, it's irrelevant. 2026 tax sales in Louisiana, ownership percentages is absolutely irrelevant. It's no longer a factor. So the only percentage that matters is the interest rate. Now, that didn't used to change. That was fixed at 1% per month, every single month that you had the lien outstanding that you weren't paid back. It's accumulating. It's not compounding. It's simple, but still it's accumulating. And now that is the biddable component. So the percentage changes. Now you're going to be, I'm competing with you at the tax sale. You say 1%, I say 0.9, you say 0.8, I say 0.7, I win. The state law says you can't go below 0.7. So first person to say 0.7, the auction on that lien's over. And that's the percentage that you will earn interest on what you paid at the tax sale.
70% interest.
For that year, correct. Annualized comes out to 8.4%. And no, I'm not that good at math. Someone who's much smarter told me that before this podcast started.
So what, with the new law, what are some of the mistakes that people can make? You know, I'm like, how can this go sideways? Somebody watches these podcasts, gets all geeked up to start buying tax liens in Louisiana, which, you know,
that'd be happens.
Cool. It happens. But somebody gets excited about this or wants to start diversifying and wants to get involved in this. How do new investors, how do they avoid making some of these mistakes?
Well, I think you need to rethink about your bidding strategy and about your portfolio management strategy. And you know, this isn't investment advice. That's beyond what we're trying to do here. And you know, ultimately, you're going to need to make your own investment decisions about what's best for you and your portfolio. But if your return is capped at a certain amount, and if what you're going after is the interest return and no longer can't get surplus anymore, then you really need it to look and see, well, how much money am I going to deploy? Where am I going to, you know, what type of property should I invest in? You know, and remember that even though you're buying lien, you have to look at it as if one day I might have to foreclose on this property.
Do I want it?
You know, guess what happens if it doesn't sell at the auction? You haven't liquidated your lien yet, right?
Right.
You're still stuck with a problem. So you better be something that's sellable or desirable, or else you're going to have a problem actually liquidating the thing in the first place. So that maybe didn't used to matter as much if you were going to become the owner of the property, and then maybe you could sell it to a handyman or you can fix and flip it, whatever. But now, well, your only option is to make the interest return, and your only way to liquidate is at a judicial foreclosure. You might have to look at that with a different lens. Again, I'm not giving you investment advice here on from the business side, but that is a fallout from the law change. Is you know, that is something that investors are going to have to look at. So going pre-auction due diligence is mm-hmm. not an area where we focus strongly on. There's a lot of resources out there. Our wonderful partners at Tax Sale Resources do a fantastic job of providing, you know, all that information out as far as like how to strategize in different states and what auctions are coming up, et cetera. But once you have what you've bought, that's when you need to turn to us and like, how do I make money from this? And you know, that's what Juristy is all about. So I definitely think that we're going to learn a lot as we move forward that we don't know right now. What is the data going to tell us once we see the first auctions under the new system, right? Like how many institutions come back and bid?
Right.
How many smaller bidders? How much money they're deploying? Like, and all these things we're going to see play out in front of us. I think you just need to be prepared to understand the law, know how it affects your bottom line, and know what you can be doing to mitigate those changes so that you can maximize your return.
Yeah, that sounds great. So what you're saying is getting, if I'm reading between the lines, you're saying you have to fully develop your investing strategy, investment strategy before you start bidding, because what's your end goal is whether it's, I mean, now it's redemptions and, or, you know, rate of return.
Right.
Whereas it used to be some people wanted redemptions, some people wanted surplus equity. Right. They baked that into their total portfolio. But what you're saying now is you have to dial in your bidding strategy and you have to link it to an overall investment strategy. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. And then lastly is, and most importantly, I think, and this is a great segue into the next episode, is in Louisiana specifically, what is one of the most important ways that we can change our bidding strategy or our investment strategy in Louisiana so that we can offset some of these losses from no longer having access to the surplus equity. Louisiana made it very easy to do that. And that is all about subsequent taxes. And that's all about the next episode.
Well, in that case, how do people find Jurisdeed? Walk me through
that. Yeah, listen, follow us here. You know, obviously our YouTube channel, our LinkedIn channel, we're posting 3 times a week. We're posting videos. We're gonna have a bunch of short video shorts that'll make it easier to digest. And our website, jurisdeed.com, where we are taking a wait list of users for our new tax sale technology platform to help managing be as simple as investing in your 401k.
And anybody that wants to go to jurisdeed.com just to tell us about a solution they may need,
right.
You know, we roll these things out in the podcasts, but if you've got a specific need and you want to reach out to us because you need a solution within this space.
Yep.
If we don't have the solution, we probably have partnered with somebody who does have the solution. So that's,
or it might be what we build next.
It may be what we build next, that's because right. we're trying to bring value in this space.
So. No doubt.
So,
thanks for joining us again on the Jurisdeed podcast, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank y'all.